Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Little May calls Sydney, Australia home. Not that they've seen much of it in the past year, since releasing their self-titled EP last year and playing some of it for us here on Soundcheck. They've gone from strength to strength, touring the States with Mumford & Sons and Alabama Shakes, among others, and releasing their debut LP. It's called For the Company. And it's full of grand vocal harmonies and driving guitars, and the band has returned to our studio today to play some of it. Here's a song called Remind Me. It's Little May, live on Soundcheck. It's the band Little May from Australia making a return appearance here in our Soundcheck studio in New York. Live performance of their song Remind Me, which is on their full-length debut called For the Company. And as they were last year, the trio at the heart of Little May is Hannah Field on vocals, Annie Hamilton on guitar, keyboard and vocals, and Liz Drummond on guitar and more vocals. Cat Hunter giving our drum kit a workout, and Mark Harding on keyboards. And, hey, it's great to have all of you back. Thanks so much for being here. Hannah, let me pick on you first. This is the same lineup that was here last year, but at its heart, Little May is still the three of you, the three singers, right?
Yeah, well, I guess that's where it all kind of began. So, you know, Liz and I started writing together when we were about 16, and then got Annie on board when we were about 18, and then when we felt confident enough to kind of hit the stage, we invited, you know, Mark and Kat on board, and, you know, they're still a massive part of the band. I said van, which I didn't mean.
The band van.
Yeah, they're in the van a lot.
Do they take up more than their fair share of the van? Is that yes. What you're implying?
Especially Mark, yes.
Now, Liz, last year, you said we got to talking about a kind of a dark streak in some of the Little May songs, and you said there's definitely that darkness, and I think it'll come out more as we progress. So now yeah. You have this. Is that what happened?
Well, I don't know. I guess from the album, you'll have to have a listen and see if it did. But I think in a lot of songs it did. But there's a lot of brightness as well, I think.
Yeah.
Sad brightness.
You also said that you thought you might be heading down a rocky road, so to speak. And that does seem to have happened to an extent.
Yeah, to an extent. I think it did. But I think when we spoke last year, we hadn't... Yeah, we thought we were going down that road fully. Mm. And I think we took a step back and we were like, hey, is that what we're best at? You know, what are we good at? What are our strengths? Let's kind of figure out what we're meant to do.
So amps to 11, maybe on occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not often.
Yeah. What about the record title, Annie, For the Company?
Yeah, For the Company is actually from a lyric from one of the songs called Sold, and the line is, sold my hands for the company. Liz actually came up with the line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Liz should explain.
I think it just kind of came to my head at the time, and I think it means giving up a part of yourself for something else, which I think everybody does in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it just seemed like it. Quite a universal lyric, and I think For the Company as an album title just had a really good ring to it just in general, and you know, I think everyone can relate to it, so.
Yeah, well, you know, in this day and age, when we see the word company, we often think of corporations and stuff.
Yeah.
But then there are so many other meanings.
Exactly.
Of company.
Yeah,
you know, older meanings, more kind of homey meanings, you
yeah.
know, company as a group of friends or people who come to dinner, you know, hey, we have company,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Totally.
And then there is Art for the Company.
There is.
What, Annie, is Art for the Company all about?
Art for the Company is an art exhibition that we curated back in Sydney before we went overseas. And for our album launch, we got a group of 11 local Australian artists and commissioned them to each create a piece of art inspired by a song on the album. So they each picked their favourite song and they could do anything that they wanted. It was really open to what they, you know, their own style and things.
Mm-hmm.
The only brief was that it had to be in black and white so that it was all quite cohesive in the end. And, yeah, we put together an exhibition in Sydney, which was awesome.
So each artist took one track?
Yes.
And there was no fighting over who gets
surprisingly
home
they,
or whatever.
Was, it was very, everyone chose different tracks. It
really?
It was really weird. There were a couple of people who may have, you know, wanted a bit of a crossover, but everyone was like, oh, can I have this one? And it just happened to be free, like every time.
Huh. And where are these artworks now? Are some of them on your Facebook page where people can see
yeah,
them?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them on Instagram on the hashtag Art for the Company. But yeah, they're actually for sale at the exhibition. So the physical artwork, some people bought them, which was exciting. But yeah, there's a lot of it online and on Instagram.
Well, that's great. You know, that's company too.
It
a
is.
Company of
yeah.
creative people getting
yeah.
together and supporting each other. And
totally.
Worked out well. So Art for the Company was the exhibition. For the Company is the name of the record by Little May. And Hannah, how's the... You mentioned that you and Liz started writing when you were back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
How's the writing process changed, if at all, since then?
Yeah, it varies. You know, when Annie joined the band, we definitely... it took a little bit of time for all of us to kind of find out each other's strengths and write together. And then there were some really great writing trips that we did where, you know, it was really collaborative. There's a few songs on the record that Liz just wrote by herself. So it varies, and I guess it just depends on if it sounds like Little May, if we're all kind of vibing on it, we kind of go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And When you say, if it sounds like Little May, I mean, to those of us who heard the EP and kind of fell in love with that sound, it's not folk music, but you hear folk roots in it, I would say.
Yeah, kind of. And I guess think we just know ourselves. So
yeah.
If we can kind of sense that it's coming from a really genuine place, and it's not, you know, Hannafield side project or Liz Drummond side rock heavy metal project, we'll go with it, you know what I mean? Or Annie Hamilton's arty, like, Twinkle Fairy side project.
Arty Twinkle Fairy, I like that.
I'm more curious to hear the Liz's heavy metal side project.
Look, I just made all those side projects.
I know. So who came up with the Bo Diddley beat at the basis of this next song that you're going to do? I mean, aside from Bo Diddley, of course.
It was Liz.
I can't even remember.
Well, you...
Garage Band. Was it Garage Band? Yeah, I can't even remember now.
Yeah. Well, this is, I mean, we're hearing a lot more of this, people who use a program like Garage Band as a songwriting tool.
Yeah. I find it extremely helpful. Yeah. It's just, it's awesome.
All right, well, the song is called Oh My My. It's from the new album For the Company by the Australian band Little May. You guys want to play it for us?
Sure.
All right. They're live on Soundcheck. It's Little May with Oh My My.
You all I'd say is, oh.
Nicely done. That's Little May from Australia here in our New York studio playing live on Soundcheck. The song's called Oh My My from their debut LP called For the Company. It was just about exactly a year ago that you guys were here playing some of the songs from the EP, Little May. I have to say, that is perhaps the most American song, Liz, that I've ever heard from you guys. I mean, it's not really? it's not just the Bo Diddley beat. It's the kind of the imagery, the weight. I guess you're saying weight in the water, but it comes out very similar to wade in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, were you kind of playing with that?
Definitely. Yeah, we kind of have the joke, is it wade in the water? And then weight, whatever.
Right.
And weight, W-E-I-G-H-T. Sorry,
right.
I just almost forgot how to spell weight.
But you guys actually got to make this record in a pretty amazing part of the United States. Aaron Dessner of The National produced it in that studio up in Hudson, New York, a couple of hours upstate from here, in the Hudson Valley, obviously. What was that like? What was the impact of that place on the record, Hannah?
It was incredible. The church itself that we recorded in, it was just very, very incredibly beautiful. Kind of inspiring, you know, like every afternoon the sun would set through the stained glass windows and it was really nice for the acoustics and you felt really alone in there but in a really nice way. You know, the engineering room was downstairs and so you're separated. You didn't have like Aaron and John Lowe looking at you through the glass, so you kind of could really connect with the music and, you know, with what you were trying to get across through the lyrics. So,
Did you write there or did you come with pretty much the songs ready to go?
Yeah, we came with majority of the songs that are on the album. A couple of the co-writes that we did with Aaron are a mixture of different songs and just reworking them, making them a little bit more brighter, trying to balance out the album a little bit. You know, there was quite a lot of dark and just trying to change it up and have that balance.
Yeah. How long were you up there?
3 weeks in Hudson and then 2 weeks in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
3 weeks in Hudson. So, you know, that's the Hudson River Valley is first of all, it's supposed to be haunted. You know, it's like ancient, you know, American Indian, Native American traditions. And it's also supposed to have, after Arizona, more UFO sightings than any other part.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they didn't tell you this stuff, did they?
it felt kind of haunted.
Yeah,
it did, actually.
Yeah.
It was very cold and it was autumn, so it was all like, you know, bare trees and
eerie. Yeah.
One of the songs on the album, and I mentioned it before, the song Home, seems to be about being traveling musicians. You know, has your sense of what home means, has that changed over the course of the last year or so?
I think so, definitely, actually. Our lives have completely changed. You know, I think for me personally, I can't speak for the others, but I was always kind of a homebody in the sense that I didn't stray too far from where I was from. but this last year has just, you know, tipped that on its head and it's amazing. It's really pushed us out of our comfort zones as well. And it's, yeah, I don't know where home is anymore. It kind of feels just like in the band. Yeah.
It's been 5 years waiting for the snow.
Just a series of Airbnbs.
Exactly, that's home. Yeah.
Now, Hannah, you were talking before about, you know, coming to the studio with most of the songs ready to go. There are a couple of bonus tracks where did you recut or did you remaster some of the songs from that earlier EP?
Yeah, they were just remastered. You know, it's strange. I'll be honest, it's strange having the bonus tracks on there because it seems like such a long time ago and it doesn't feel like they necessarily, you know, wholeheartedly represent the album, but I know that they're really important to people and, you know, connect with people. So I think it's really nice that we could have them on there for people to rediscover and, yeah, and see, you know, where we came from, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's sort of the point of a bonus track, right? It's not, it's not a part of the flow of the album, which clearly you and Aaron all worked pretty carefully on, but it's like, also, we've done this in the past, in case you missed it. I mean, you know, for people who haven't heard Hide, it's great to have that song, which was, you know, probably my favorite off the EP when that came out last year. Think she likes it.
Nice actually to have Hide on there, because I think that's kind of where it all began, and it's a nice little reminder of, you know, thanks Hide.
There also seems to be Annie, you were playing a keyboard rather than the guitar in that last song. This album seems to have more keyboard on it.
Yeah, I think we just branched out a bit in terms of the instrumentation, and we kind of, with each song, we're just like, what works best for the song? And there are a few songs on the album that don't really have any guitars. So, yeah, I've started playing this little synth on stage, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Well, and the next song you're going to play for us, The Shine Is Brighter at Night, this is pretty much a piano-driven song on
it
the
is,
record.
Yeah.
And a beautiful one, too. So let's hear it. It's another live performance here in the studio. Little May with us on Soundcheck. The song is called The Shine Is Brighter at Night.
Keep me high,
Once again, Little May, live on Soundcheck. The Shine is Brighter at Night, song from their debut full-length album called For the Company. And performed here in our New York studio, the band out of Sydney, Australia. So, Hannah, what happens next? I mean, last year at this time, Liz was making predictions, going rockier, going darker. We've seen the kind of a 50. You care to make any predictions for what we'll hear next year?
Yeah, okay, I'll make a prediction.
I want to hear more about the heavy metal twinkle fairies.
Mix it all up.
Okay, I can't really speak for the girls, but I have become, I think I just kind of would like to go back to like kind of stripped back acoustic-y stuff first and then build on it. That's just kind of my heart, what my heart says. I've been starting to learn guitar a little bit and just playing really simple kind of stuff and writing a little bit like that. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we want to mix it up, but I think we'll always still kind of try and sound like Little May. We won't come out next time, like, you know, with the Twinkle Fairy rock jamming thing, I promise.
I'm bad at predictions. Twinkle Fairy rock jams, actually.
What was that, Annie?
I quite like the sound of the Twinkle Fairy rock jams.
Yeah, yeah.
We all have very different tastes, clearly, so we're just going to mush it all together. Yeah.
Is that true? Do you all have very different tastes in music?
Yeah, I think as we get older, it's becoming more and more evident of our influences individually, which I think is so good because when we were younger, we were still like trying to find our feet. As a band and individually. So I think we're all, we all love a lot of the same stuff, but then we all have our own sort of things that we really gravitate towards.
Well, I mean, that is one of the nice things about being in a company of friends is, you know, as you spend time together, some of those influences begin to seep out. And
definitely, yeah.
So that's the Little May sound, and you can hear it on the album called For the Company, a title that comes from the song called Sold, which we'll use to wrap up this soundcheck session. Little May, Annie, and Liz, Hannah, with Kat and Mark here in the studio, it's great to have you guys back, almost a year to the day after the first time. Congratulations on the record. It sounds terrific.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having us again.
You were the one with the broken heart. Take you back again. Be alright, just never let me in again. Break the ice, we melt it from the leprosy.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schiffer.